love bluegrass music, and I'd like to play the very second bluegrass mandolin tune that I ever wrote. I wrote the very first one, well, you know, this was about, well, it's over 30 years ago, but I decided early on that all my bluegrass heroes like Bill Monroe and Frank Wakefield and Jesse McReynolds, Bobby Osborne, seemed to write their own original bluegrass mandolin instrumentals. So I figured, well, I need to do that too. So I went into deep thought, at least for me. And I came up with a pretty good tune. I thought it was pretty good. And I got a map of Tennessee. Sorry. I'm just telling the truth, you know. I didn't know no better. And I found the name of a town called Cedar Hill, so I thought that was pretty good. Name for a tune. About a week later, I wrote my second tune. It was kind of a little raunchier tune. And I reached under the bed for that map of Tennessee, and I couldn't find it, so I ended up naming the tune Fanny Hill. So we'd like to play Fanny Hill right now. Thank you.